Yeah, they call him Jackass.
Oh.
Well, that's a good name for it. That's what the neighbor would call him, Jackass.
Oh.
Well, he's a real jackass.
Yeah.
I had him living with me there for a while, too, about 6 years ago.
Oh.
Yeah, he moved in with me, and he was a real jackass. I mean, he helped himself in the fridge, and he would return anything, and then he left me with a bill. He didn't pay his rent, and he used to come home drunk at night and pry the door with a screwdriver to get in, and he left me with a telephone bill, and he left the house like a dirty pen, a pig pen, and then I told him, why the heck, why don't you put it back the way it was? Oh, he says, tell Angie to go and clean it up, and his wife. So, oh no, he was an asshole. Well, I don't think, you see him sometimes, you never see him?
Oh, I don't even know that guy.
Yeah, well, you're not missing much. Yeah, he's a dope addict from what I hear out of him. Oh, well.
Yeah, you have to winterize your water.
Well, that's right, yeah. That's why I need my keys to it. Yeah.
It could freeze any time now, eh?
Well, it could freeze any time, is right.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Okay, well,
you have to come in winter.
Yeah. I have to get the keys out first, one way or the other. Well, I always did leave my keys in the yard. You did the same thing, too?
Yeah.
You're leaving the keys in it, isn't it?
Oh, I never took keys out.
Well, same with me. I never did, but now it looks like if people have no more respect for anything now.
Paper signed, and I have to fight to get the farm.
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't want to honor it.
Hmm.
It took me, you know, I have to...
It cost you money.
Oh, yeah. You know, and I mean, you know, same thing. He helps you out, and then things happen after.
He stab you in the back.
Well, pretty well.
Yeah.
I don't know for sure, but that's the way it always looks.
Yeah. Hmm. Well.
I don't know. It's up to you to get your vehicle back. I don't understand how he can keep it, but that's got nothing to do with the bill outstanding.
No.
You never gave him permission. You never gave him ownership of the vehicle.
No.
It's yours then.
That's right.
You just go there and get it.
Yeah, but he's got he's got that lock at the gate there, and he's got...
Oh, that's why the gate's shut now.
Oh, yeah, and the bloody dog.
Yeah, well,
And, oh, no, I think I have to get the law after him.
Well, yeah, he always seems to have an angle. He thinks he's Mr. Lawman himself.
You tell me about it. He's reporting everybody around, huh?
Well, yeah, he seems to think he's Crime Watch, and he's the furthest thing from Crime Watch in my mind, but, I mean... Like you say, that's just my opinion.
Yeah, no, well, I had a little van. I had one. See, my daughter had let me use one of hers to drive back to Manitoba, huh? And he got a hold of it, and he put it in the shed, and he put his fifth wheel in front of the door so that I couldn't drive it.
Oh, man.
And I tried to get it out, and he went, no, he says, you're not getting it out of the...
He's not liked by anybody that I know.
And I had to get the RCMP in the yard there to get it out. And still, he didn't want to. So I had to put the law on him to get it out.
And did you get it?
Yeah, I got one, but I got another one there.
Well, couldn't have got the two out the same day, or?
No, we couldn't do that. No.
Oh, you're only allowed...
Yeah, no, I mean, I had no drivers, and I wasn't there, and he had the keys. He's got the keys for my post office, and he's got... all kinds of stuff. And
well, you got to watch, though. See, you gave him all those keys, you left them in his access.
Yeah, he took them away from me, and he got my passport and my medication and all my stuff, the medical history and my...
He's got all that.
He's got all that, and he doesn't want to let go. And my nitro, and, well, you know, it's like when you get old, you're on medication of all kinds of stuff, huh? And my passport was in there too, and he doesn't want to let go now. He doesn't want to release it until he gets paid for his fuel.
I don't think he had that kind of fuel in that farmyard, but that's not...
Well, I think I could approve it, huh? He says, yeah, I have 300 gallon there.
Oh,
I think he's lying like a son.
Well, Well, find out where he bought it.
Oh, it came from Co-op, yeah.
Yeah, but when?
Well,
I don't think he had no gallons, 300 gallons in that yard, but maybe he did.
First of all, why does he keep that kind of fuel in the yard for?
Well, he doesn't need it. He's playing a game, usually does. I don't know for sure, but I can't say. But
well, yeah.
But I've got somebody here, so I've got to...